Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember that if she's not getting it from you, then she's getting it from someone else. According to a new study, a lack of sex destroys relationships faster than cheating. Knowing women, they'll probably use this as an excuse to cheat on their husbands while still having sex with them. When I was in relationships for 15 years without a break, I was getting it 2 or 3 times a week the whole time. But around me, there were married men getting it once or twice a year. Simping was epidemic even back then. Up next is women is upset because people are angry that she used to look like what she did on the left. But she says that she only knew happiness looking the way she does on the right. Does anyone really believe her? Also, is it just me or does the final stage of feminism turn women into men? I guess after gender studies, they finally learned that if they can't beat us, then they need to join us. Imagine being happy looking in the mirror only to see Rosie O'Donnell staring back at you. Number three, she asks you if you want to taste her milkshake and you look down confused as to which of her 3 milkshakes she's talking about. It's a trick question. If she's asking you to taste her milkshake dressed like that, then odds are she wants you to taste all 3 of them. And she made it too easy for you. All you have to do is pull one string. Also, what does it say about me that I love them big and busty like that? Her name is Cece Rose and she's gotten millions of followers. I wonder why. Moving on, what do you think this means with Billy Bob Thornton recreating his iconic picture with Angelina Jolie with Demi Moore instead in the present day? I thought they might be together, but they're co-stars on the Landman TV show. She also doesn't look all that bad for 62. Demi Moore also doesn't look like a bitch, but I can't say the same about Angelina Jolie. And if you don't believe it, then you just have to read about the BS that Brad Pitt has to deal with their divorce. Number 5, when will these ugly guys realize that going to the gym isn't going to make them attractive? But now they just look inbred. Your face is the most important thing about you. Everything else comes secondary. Instead of spending money on gym memberships, they should have just gotten plastic surgery. Someone seriously needs to tell this guy that every day is not arm day. Not even fat chicks that are 2s and 3s will want him. Up next, here's a picture of Trump with Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali, before he became racist simply because he ran and won the Republican presidency. He's not even a real Republican. I'm surprised the left doesn't embrace him as a rhino, the way that the left embraced Doug Ford up here in Canada. Also, I'm old enough to remember back when being called racist had some weight and meaning behind it. The same goes for fascist. When you overuse an insult, it loses all meaning. Number 7, they say nice guys are abused and weak men are abused. But ruthless men are respected. Actually, they're feared, but when it comes to women, fear and respect are often the same thing. As for me, it's best to fly under the radar and be ignored. That's the best way to get some peace and quiet. The world is generally cruel to weak men, but if they can't find you, then they can't hurt you. Going ghost is the best thing you can do. Being a ruthless man also makes you a target of other more ruthless men. Moving on, who still appreciates a woman with no tattoos? I do, but they're becoming rarer and rarer. Soon the only women without tattoos will be AI-generated like this one. Soon the only attractive women are going to be AI slop. Fake big old tatas are nice, but they're still fake in more ways than one. The people who are all for tattoos would start losing their minds if we started tattooing animals, claiming it's not right and not natural. Number 9, a report claims that George Soros' foundation gave $40 million worth of support to Zoran Mamdani's political campaign. George Soros is a menace and I really hope he's gone soon and his son is too incompetent to continue his work effectively. Elon Musk says that Soros is anti-humanity and compares him to a James Bond supervillain. Soros is desperate to destroy the West for some reason and doesn't care he's supporting a Muslim Marxist to do so. Up next, people are saying that you should never speak poorly about a woman that you once loved. Why not? You know that she's speaking poorly about you. They all do. Hell, they even speak poorly about you while you're together with them on girls' night outs. I made a career speaking poorly about women from back in 2013. I've saved men's lives because of what I did. I shared most of my negative stories about women, and if I didn't, just imagine how many men wouldn't have been red-pilled. Number 11, here's a picture of Usha before and after J.D. Vance took office. And all that gray hair is only from seeing her husband get hugged by Erica Kirk while she was wearing leather pants. JD is probably just practicing to be the next Bill Clinton. She also just turned 39. Imagine what her hair is going to look like when she's 50. Maybe it's time to break open a $10 bottle of hair dye or something. She's not going to leave JD though. She's waiting for her chance to be the first lady. Moving on, here's another questionable piece of advice telling guys not to marry women unless they're obsessed with you. I agree that if she's not crazy about you, it won't last. But better yet, don't get married at all. Also, if she's crazy about you, she won't risk asking for a ring and have you leave. If you marry her, then she's going to lose respect for you because you're basically leaving yourself vulnerable to divorce rape. Women hate weak men and destroy them, even if they're their own partners. Number 13, here's a fine example about how women hate weak men. 65% of men who opened up emotionally were met with shame, judgment, or the cold shoulder. You never tell women your vulnerabilities or how you're feeling, because she's going to file it away and use your weaknesses against you later. Also, 65% is a low number. It's probably closer to 100% of men. If you can't be yourself in a relationship without being mocked, then what's the point of being in one? Optics meet Meir Schneider, a vegetarian in the Swiss government that wants to ban X in Switzerland, saying that it's a threat to democracy. No, she's the threat, and to my eyesight. She also needs to eat something. How about some sausages? Here's the before and after. At least her outside now matches her authoritarian inside. She needs to be removed from her position and receive proper care because she looks like she's dying from anorexia. Number 15, Kara says that women rejected men that would make them wives, for men that made them single mothers, and that their taste in men is trash, and that they're sorry. I don't believe this for a second. Even she doesn't believe her own malarkey. The only reason she's probably saying stuff like this is probably because her rent is due. Saying something like this would also require self-awareness in how many women do you know that contemplate things before speaking this much. Moving on, here's another wonderful woman arrested for collecting child support from three men for the same child. Ironically, I bet that kid doesn't even belong to any of these three men. The courts probably knew about this for years but didn't care so long as somebody paid. Apparently, stringing along multiple men to pay child support for the same kid is legal in Brazil. Can someone please confirm that in the comment section? Number 17, this is a recent prom photo from a town in Ireland. But why does Ireland have to suffer the joys of enrichment when it didn't take part in colonialism in Africa and other places? What I find really disheartening is how the Irish Catholics fought the Protestant invaders in the past. Yet now they're just folding like cheap suitcases and letting this happen to them. Why did they lose their fighting spirits? Is this what happens when testosterone is too low? Up next, apparently you remember insults from 20 years ago, but you forget compliments from only 30 days ago. Not me, though. I remember compliments, too, because people have always complimented me to make me relax before stabbing me in the back. If someone insults me, at least I know where they stand. But someone complimenting me, I'm more cautious about their true intentions. As for normies, they remember insults because it has to do with danger. Your mind is preparing you for a future ego injury so it doesn't happen again. Number 19, I keep running into tradcock propaganda like this, that it's better to marry late than marry wrong. But why not stay single for life? Obviously, don't rush into a relationship, but why is the assumption that you must be in one? I haven't been in a relationship for over 10 years. When I used to date, I would always take two steps forward and one step back in life. Since then, all I do is take steps forward and never move backwards in my personal, spiritual, and financial developments. Moving on, what a difference 10 years can make. Abercrombie and Fitch, 2012 versus 2022. Alex from Serbia asks if she ate him. The truth about Serbian men is that with the average man being 6 feet tall there, and Western women have realized it's a safe country full of giants, and they're moving there and trying to liberalize the men, and no doubt flood the country with enrichment. As for these ads, it looks like Abercrombie ate Fitch. Number 21, Rachel Reeves targets wealthy Brits with a settling up charge if they flee the UK. I guess people don't want to support all the Jeets and Mohammeds and are leaving. Now the British government wants to introduce an exit tax if you want to get away. What is Rachel supposed to do if the wealthy sell their assets or move them offshore and never return to the country ever again? And to a country that doesn't have a tax treaty with them? Just wait until they start using armed guards to prevent you from leaving. Up next, this either has to be rage bait or proof that journalists are retarded. Swedes are getting dumber and no one knows why. Yes, it's a big mystery when you import people with an IQ of 65 or 70. What do you think is going to happen? I'm convinced this has to be rage bait because of the blank stare on that kid's face. It's almost as if the journalists are putting out stories like this baiting people to be racist. That way they can look just in virtue signal. They're gaslighting people in the UK too. Number 23, here's the look on your face when you make an OF account because you're broke. But now you're still broke and everyone's seen your swing swing. Let's not forget that now she can't get a job either because when employers find out, they'll fire her or won't hire at all. Many women think that OF is a magic button they can push that'll make them millionaires. But there are very few women that men are willing to pay for to see without their clothes on. Moving on, how old were you when you got your first job? For me, it was under 18 as a bingo runner selling bingo cards to grannies. But technically around 11 or 12, I had a paper route. If you asked people this question 100 or 200 years ago, they would have said 4 or 5 as a chimney sweep or working in their parents' farm. The biggest ripoff was paper routes when I was doing them. 80 houses twice a week for a whole month, and all I'd get is about 60 bucks in the early 90s. Number 25 on the last one, luckily for Minneapolis, this man wasn't elected as mayor. Omar here said he wanted a $20 minimum wage, which is basically bribing lower-income wage earners to vote for him. Where is he going to get the money, you ask? Well, he's going to get corporations to pay it, so he doesn't really care. And when those same companies raise prices thanks to inflation, he'll probably introduce price controls, forcing those companies to leave Minneapolis. Thank God he wasn't elected. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.